The space between strategy and execution. Eight pillars to successful business transformation. Introduction. The space between billion-dollar execution. People love to talk about a billion-dollar idea. Not just fresh graduates and young executives, but even senior management and seasoned entrepreneurs are fascinated by this notion. Of course, the most successful of them are equally concerned, if not more, about execution. Execution is the game. Gary Vaynerchuk. After 25 years of business consulting, I have no doubts about the power of execution. Without execution, an idea is nothing. A strategy is nothing. I have seen many companies focus on strategy while minimizing the importance of planning and execution. These companies have paid the price for their reluctance to embrace the power of a plan and the criticality of execution. Just because you wrote it down doesn't mean it will actually happen. Companies must focus more on the space between strategy and execution. Aptly titled, The Space Between, this book provides a clear perspective of how to cover the space between a business strategy and its desired outcomes. Strategy execution is the responsibility that makes or breaks executives. Alan Branch. Execution can mean different things: new technology, new operations, or a new focus. Often, it is a combination of several elements. Good execution is about translating strategic intent into everyday actions. It is about putting your business culture to work. It is about committing to an identity instead of simply focusing on blatant growth. It is about a million other things that vary from business to business. But all these things can be positioned into a fairly universal model. To demystify the process, I have distilled the best practices of superior execution into eight well-defined phases. These are 1. Gap identification, 2. Strategy, 3. Strategic initiatives, 4. Benefits, 5. Prioritization, 6. Roadmap, 7. Metrics measurement, and 8. Manage and evaluate. Through these 8 stages, an organization can transform itself and achieve its desired results. Successful business transformation can mean the difference between a company reaching new heights of success or closing down. The business transformation process is similar regardless of industry or solution. The same principles apply to new software that needs to be implemented, new business processes that need to be developed, new resources that need to be added, new products that need to be identified and launched, new marketing plans that should expand brand awareness through social media interaction or through typical marketing and branding tactics. All these things are in some way an effort to transform a business, and the principles of identifying where we have a gap, what we need to be doing, and how to best manage the opportunities or the different initiatives to reach that goal are the same. In today's rapidly changing environment, executives must focus on and manage key variables that affect the likelihood of successfully executing a business strategy. This book will help you do just that by taking you through these 8 phases of execution excellence. Change before you have to, Jack Welch. I have not failed, I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work, Thomas Edison. Failure. Most projects, most initiatives, most companies fail to achieve their desired result. That result can be revenue enhancement, cost reduction, customer satisfaction, or any other goal. Most of these efforts may achieve a small portion of their desired results, or even none at all. And this is because these companies, these organizations, these leaders, fail to fully develop and execute their strategy. Execution is key. What if your company failed less and succeeded more? What if you could manage your initiatives to reach your results? What would an extra 10% to 20% increase in performance due to your organization? This is why you should think through how your company can successfully develop a better business transformation process and or evaluate your current process. This guide will not provide you every step, every detail. What it will do is help you understand what's important, what you should focus on. I've included sections at the end of each chapter to provide you with key questions to ask, common pitfalls, and examples. I have also provided a journal at the end to allow you to reflect on what you've learned to assess your current process and assist you to develop, manage, and execute better. For those individuals and companies ready to dig deeper and immediately implement the principles taught here, I offer both a self-led and instructor-led business transformation course that follows along with the book. You will see references throughout the book that will instruct course participants on how to use the book in tandem with the course as they utilize the various frameworks, complete a capstone exercise, and create a custom business transformation plan for their business or enterprise, and take a business transformation certification exam. We all want to be the greatest, the best. But if we just started by being better, better than we were yesterday, better than we were last year, and if we're going to improve the results every day in every way, what could we accomplish? Let's succeed. Let's not fail. Examples of failure, Sears and Toys R Us. Sears is a good example to learn from. They failed to transform and chose to stay the same. They continued to sell marginalized products at marginalized prices to a population that changed. They were no longer selling in small cities to people on the outskirts. They were selling to people in the cities with options. Their inability to read and adapt to the terrain resulted in its failure. This is almost identical to Toys R Us. Who's going to be next? What do you need to save your enterprise? Andy Grove, one of the founders of Intel and the CEO who helped transform the company into the largest manufacturer of semiconductors, is famous for saying, "Only the paranoid survive." The paranoid view everything else as a threat. Competitors, partners, customers, changing needs and requirements, internal company capability, unknown and unseen new entries into the market. The paranoid seeks to develop plans to survive for each possible perceived eventuality. I'm not asking you to become a paranoid executive, but I am suggesting you develop a continual transformation mindset as a way to develop strategies and plans to survive in a rapidly changing business environment. If channeled correctly, this constant oversight can be used to transform your company for the better.